that is, that was Pasuk Chafei. Okay, so that was all really part of the Nebuah that Eliyahu was telling Achav. So in Pasuk of Zayin, Vayikishmai Achav is Azvar Meila. So now Achav heard this, and here what's going to happen to him. Here is what's going to happen to his family. So Vayikra Begadov, he tore his clothing. Vayotim Sak al Basaroi, and he played Sak al Basaroi. Vayotim, and he fasted. Vayishka Vasak, and he slept in his sack. Vayilaich At, and he went At, Rashi says, means he went barefoot. What? And Matsuda Sian says, correct. And also the Radak says that he went slowly. Like the Radak says, Ka'adam Dayeg, like a person who's very nervous and worried. So basically, it sounds like from the Pasuk, what? Vayahalech At, Rashi says, means barefoot, which is also like Avelus or in Cherem, like the beginning of the Pasuk sounds like. He tore his clothing, he fasted. The Radak and the Metzuda Sion says that it means that he went slowly, he walked slowly. And the Radak explains that someone who's worried walks slowly, Kadam Dayek. Halach Besaych Beisalat, in his house he walked very slowly, Kadam Dayek. So it sounds like Achav took this a little bit to heart here. And he did acts which seem of tshuva or something. So Vayidvar Hashem el Eliyahu Hatish Bileimar. So Hashem then spoke to Eliyahu again, and he said, Haraisa ki nichna Achav milfonai. Have you seen Achav has been machnia himself in front of me? So Yan ki nichna miponai, because of this, loy avi hara biyamav, I'm not going to bring the bad while he's alive. Bimei v'noi avi hara al beisai. So I'll bring the bad bimei v'noi. Meaning there were two halves to the klala that's going to happen to Achav. There's he's going to die. Now obviously that part can't be pushed off beyond his own life because that's the part that he's going to die. But the part that the rest of his family is going to be killed out, so that Hashem says, Yan ki nichna mipanai, because he did this shuva, so therefore the gezerah got pushed off a little bit, and it won't happen biyamav, it'll happen bimei v'noi. We will see also, in the beginning of the next parak, that the gezerah on himself of being killed also did not happen immediately. The shuva helped a little bit, that it got pushed off a little. So Hashem says, Yan ki nichna miponai. Now there's a couple things here. Number one, was Achav's tshuva a real tshuva or not? Was it a genuine tshuva? So the Pashtus is, and there's Midrashim like this, and there's, I don't know, there's a Rashi and Masechet Tainis, that they seem to say that it wasn't such a stark tshuva, and therefore that's why he didn't totally get rid of the gzeira. It was a little bit. I mean, he did do these acts of tshuva, but it wasn't a full-fledged tshuva. It was enough to push off the gzeira, but it wasn't really enough to be called a full-fledged tshuva. And that seems to be the mahalich of most of the mefarshim. So much so that when the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the three kings who don't have a chelek l'olam haba, the three kings are Yerovam, Achav, and Menashe. When it comes to Menashe, Rabbi Yehuda comes and argues and says, no, Menashe has a chelek l'olam haba. But Rabbi Yehuda does not argue about Achav. Everyone agrees that Achav does not have a chelek l'olam haba. And one of the mefarshim really asks over there, why does Rabbi Yehuda only argue on Menashe? What about Achav? It seems Achav did a tshuva. It's from our psukim. And the answer is simple, that Achav's tshuva wasn't such a great tshuva. It wasn't such a stark tshuva. However, yeah?
Why are we asking such a question, though? Because Hashem told us to do tshuva.
Hashem says he was nichna. Right? A little bit. The question is, how was it? A true shlema? No, but you don't see either way. Okay, so we'll see. We'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to that in a moment. How to read it into the psukim. But there is a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that says, a lashon as follows. Tshuva u'maisim toivim kitris lifnei koranis. That tshuva and ma'asim tovim are like a shield in front of Puranias.
How do you spell?
Tris. Tav reish yud samach. I think so.
Isn't that like a
tris,
like a shade?
That's what it says? Are you sure? I thought it's... Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I thought I looked up the lashon. I copied it down here. I think I looked it up. I think it's a tav. Pirkei de Rav Elazar in Parak Mem Gimel. Tshuva u'maisim tovim kitris lifnei poronius. So the Pirkei de Rav Elazar says teida. How do you know what the kayach of tshuva and staka is? So says the Pirkei de Rav Elazar. You want to know the kayach of tshuva and staka from Achav. Shegazal, he had stolen, v'chomas, v'rotach, he killed. So he did some pretty terrible averus. And what did he do? Says the Pirkei de Rav Elazar, v'shalach v'kara l'yoshafat. He called Yoshafat. We're going to have Yoshafat, the next pasuk. Yoshafat was the Melech Yehuda at that time. And as we'll see, they were very close, Achav and Yoshafat. They were related, they were double mechutanim. Yeshua was married to Achav's sister. Their children married each other. They were very interactive together. So he called Yeshua, and Chazal tell us, as we'll see also in the next parsha, Rashi says that Yeshua was tzaddik gomer haya. Yeshua was a big tzaddik. So here the Pirkei de Rav Elazar says that he called Yeshua, v'haya naisin loy malchus gimel pamim b'chol yayim. Yeshua gave Achav malchus three times a day. Uvitzayim, and he fasted. Uvitzvila. V'haya Isaac b'tayra kol yamav. He was Isaac in Tyra. V'leichazar l'maisav harayim oid. And he never went back to doing his bad deeds. So he got Malchus. He fasted. He davened. He was Isaac b'tayra. Says Pirkei de Rav Elazar, v'leichazar l'maisav harayim oid. And Hashem was mekabel is tshuva shenemar haraisa ki nichna achav mufanai. Now, just because he did tshuva, what?
Because
there haraisa, did you see ki nichna achav mufanai? Our pasuk. So it sounds like that, according to the Pirkei de Rav Elazar, that he did a tshuva shleima. And even though he did the tshuva shleima, that doesn't mean he's not going to get the einish. It was a serious averus that he did, and therefore, even with everything, Hashem had decided, obviously, he's still going to get his punishment. But if we want to know Mitzad Achav, what he did was his tshuva, a strong tshuva or not, although all the other midrashim say it was a very shvach tshuva, Pirkei de Rav Elazar seems to say, and use Achav, so to speak, as the poster boy of what one could accomplish with tshuva. How bad a person could be, and what they could do, and with that, it could be Katris Lifnei Paranias. Yeah?
I like Rabbi Elazar ben Gedalia better. Because
you like him better? Okay.
Yeah,
why do you like him better?
We said he's done the with all of us, so we're going to have to poster boy about.
Okay, so you're going to have to say Pirkei de Rav Elazar is going to argue on that Mishnah. Pirkei de Rav Elazar is a Tana. He could argue on the Mishnah. It's not the end of the world. You'll have to say L'chaira. L'chaira, you'd have to say something. Right. So the what? L'chaira means at first glance, or you have to say such a thing. Now, the Mefarish that asked on the Mishnah why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, that Mefarish was obviously going with the view of the Pirkei de Rav Elazar, Achav did tshuva, how come Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue? But the answer will be that Tana holds he didn't do tshuva. Rabbi Elazar will hold that way. I don't know if we have any indication of it anywhere, but it would seem to be such a thing. Yeah? Mother.
If Rabbi Elazar is saying this, then what is his answer? Like, was his reason for why he actually ended up just being punished, like, not in his time? Like, if he's saying, like, oh, he did tshuva and it was good, then
Because tshuva on its own doesn't always work. Certain averus, a person has to do tshuva and Yom Kippur, tshuva and Misa. So here, tshuva and Yisurim. Here it pushed it off that he didn't get the Yisurim B'yamav, he didn't see it, but it was still something that was necessary for when he gets to wherever to get his full kapara. Right. Yeah?
How could you consider tshuva complete? How could he even say that? Because if someone's gotten with the punishment, then
so, but that's always like that. That's every tshuva is like that. Every tshuva, Hashem, hey, we know there's a punishment for an avera. You do tshuva. Hashem still considers it. The Sifrei Musar talk about it. That it's part of the chesed of Hashem. That even though a person knows he's going to get punished, Hashem still makabel the tshuva.
Maybe that's what people say. It might not be
complete tshuva. Okay, could be. Now, in the pasuk itself, we find in Pasha Pshat how to translate the pasuk of Machlaikis, which may lend itself to this Machlaikis. Yan Haraisa ki nichna achav melfanai. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar said that's a raya that he did a tshuva. If you look at the Mitzudas David, he says Haraisa. Haim noisa toleiv lirois asher nichna achav milfanai. What's milfana in front of me? V'roitz aloymar, loy mi pachad ha'oynesh, ki migdulas ha'odin Hashem. The word milfanai, Hashem was saying, he wasn't nichna because of the klala, the way he's learning it. Milfanai, it was because of yiras haroymimus, because of gadlus Hashem, that's why. Sounds like it was a very strong tshuva, the way the Mitzudas David is learning. Not even mipachad ha'inish, it wasn't because of fear of the punishment. He didn't say, ki nichna acha, period, because you told him this is going to happen. Milfana in front of me. However, the Malbim says that if you look at the pasuk changes something here. And it says, Haraisa kinichna achav milfanai, yan kinichna mipanai. Not milfanai, mipanai. Says the Malbim, what is the difference between mipanai and milfanai? So he says, milfanai means from my gadlus, from my raimimus. Mipanai means from my face, from my giras ha'inish, the panim of Hashem that gives the punishment. Milfanai means like in front of me, milfanai from my godless, and mipanai means like from my face, from the giras ha'inish, from being afraid of the punishment. So he learns the pasuk to say as follows: Haraisa ki nichna achav milfanai. Have you seen Achav doing his tshuva because of my yiras haroimimus? No, the answer is not the way we learned before. Look, he did a tshuva, so because of that, the following won't happen. Haraisa, I'm asking you, was his nichna milfanai? Was it because my yiras haroimimus? Was it because, like the Mitzudas David says, because of my gadlus? No, it wasn't. Yan ki nichna mipanai. It was only because he was afraid of my punishment. So therefore, because ki nichna mipanai, it was only mipanai, it wasn't milfanai. So therefore, it's not going to get rid of the punishment totally. It's a tshuva. It's a shvacha tshuva. It'll push off the punishment. Lo yavi hara b'yamav. But it was not a full-fledged tshuva. So this machlaikis and how to learn in Pasha Pshat here, the Mitzudas David with the Malbim, perhaps then leads to the machlaikis between the Midrashim and the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and how strong Achav's tshuva really was. The Malbim learned it was not such a great tshuva, it was miras einish, and the Mitzvah David with the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar seems to learn that it was migadlus ha'azar, which would sound like it was a very high madrega of tshuva. Okay. Parakhav base. Vayeshvu shalosh shanim. Ein melchama ben Aram uben Yisrael. Vayeshvu, and they lived, and they sat. And so the Zavid says it means beheshkit, it was quiet, everything was peaceful for 3 years. There was no melchama between Aram and between Klal Yisrael. So the Mefarshim say that this pasuk is telling us, in the pasuk before, Hashem said he's pushing off the punishment that happens to Achav's family. Right? You can't push off Achav's own punishment that it won't happen in his days. His punishment is to be killed. The pasuk didn't talk about that. But this pasuk is telling us that not only did Achav's tshuva help to push off his family's punishment to his son's days as opposed to his own, he won't see it. But his own punishment of being killed, that also was pushed off because of his tshuva, and was pushed off 3 years.
So how do you get that from the Pasuk?
From Pasuk Aleph, because why did they have to tell me that it was 3 years they sat, there was no war between Aram and Ben Yisrael? What do we need to know this for? The Torah says, really, Achav should have got his punishment immediately. He should have been killed by Aram, right? Remember, there's two things that's happening to Achav. Number one is, he's going to be killed because of the Chet of Novos. And number two is, we said in Akda earlier that he was being punished for not killing the king of Aram. When he had his wars, his two wars with Aram, so he didn't kill Ben-Hadad, so Hashem told him, your nefesh is going to be instead of his nefesh. And then he got this klala that his blood is going to be licked up by the dogs because of what he did to Navais. So the punishment, the team, should have happened immediately. Why was there no war for 3 years? Because Achav's punishment was pushed off for 3 years because of his tshuva. And in fact, the Gemara in the Sechta Saita, by an Isha Saita, there is a machlaikis if it's possible that she doesn't die immediately when she drinks the waters of the Mehamarim. So one man, the Amar, says that no, you can't. She has to die immediately, because if not, people are going to say that doesn't work. She'll die 2 years later. How's anyone going to figure out what it is? So they won't remember. So you can't say such a thing. But there's one man, the Amar, says no. Yesh zechus tailim. There's a concept that if she has a zechus, she won't be totally innocent. But tailim means we leave her hanging. We push it off. She'll get the same, it seems, she'll blow up 2 years later, whatever it is.
But for those 2 years, she won't be healthy.
Right, could be. Yeah, it'll be slowly. Yeah, that's the answer to how people will see it. Right? But the Rambam Dhamma says, is it worse for her to be sick the whole time than to blow up immediately? I don't know. I guess not. I guess life is worth it. The schus, I'm saying. So the Gemara says, Yesh schus taila shana achas. Some schusim push off a year, some 2 years, and some 3 years.
So that she could do two months?
No, this she has a schus that she won't get her punishment before. So Taisvis over there, Masech Tesaita, brings a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, how do we know that there's a concept of a schus pushing off for a year? So that is from Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel gave him a nevuah that he's going to be killed, but he also gave him eitzah that if he gives tzaka to Talmid HaChachamim, he could push off his punishment. Daniel got a einish for giving Nebuchadnezzar's eitzah, and ended up being killed by Haman. Hatzach is Daniel. The Chazal tells us he got killed for the eitzah that he gave Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar for a full year was mefarnes tamid chachamim, and therefore pushed off his his gezeira for a year. After a year, Hashem felt time was up, and he gave Nebuchadnezzar this thought that, what am I doing this for? And stopped doing it, he stopped doing it, he died. Yeah?
What's the
chutz
every time
about? Any
chutz.
Any chutz.
Right. She has some sort of
chutz. Right. Right. That's 1 year. A chutz of 2 years, Chazal tells fine by Amnon. Amnon had a chutz, Chazal say, and he pushed off his punishment for 2 years. But Anegel in Yaneinu, 3 years, say Chazal, how do you know a chutz could push off for 3 years? And that is from Achav Shenemar, says the Gemara, Vayeshvu, Shalosh Shanim Ein Mulchama. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, what did Achav do in those 3 years? Haya Asuk, the mitzvahs uvetaira. He's doing Isaac and Tyra and mitzvahs, and therefore, together with his tshuva of his achna, this whole business, he was able to push it off for 3 years.
Sorry, what was
the chutz for 2 years? Amnon, in the case of Amnon, by Amnon and Tamar, so Amnon, I don't remember what it's chutz about, but it says over there, pushed off for 2 years. Okay. So he pushed it off for 3 years. Vayi bashana shlishis. Vayered Yoishafat Melech Yehuda Melech Yisrael. Yoishafat Melech Yehuda went down to Melech Yisrael. Now we have to know that, as we said before, Yoishafat, Rashi tells us, not here, but Rashi in Masech Tehillim says, Tzadik Gomer Haya. We have to keep that in perspective because we'll see that he does a lot of funny things there that make us wonder why he's teaming up here with Achav. But we always have to keep in the back of our minds that he was a tzaddik gomer, and he must have had some type of cheshmer. Okay. Yehoshapha was a tzaddik gomer. He was the Melech Yehuda. Achav was the Melech Yisrael. He was the Melech Yehuda. As we said before, he was very b'shalom with Achav. Not all the Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael were always so friendly with each other. He was b'shalom with Achav. And as we'll see, he was b'shalom with Achav's son also. And we'll see that he got a punishment for teaming up or being friendly with Achav. But again, at the same time, in the same sentence, that he got punished because also he was a tzaddik gomer. You just have to keep that in mind. What?
How does that work? Is it Tzadik Gomer can
happen? Tzadik Gomer can also make mistakes. Right? He had Kavanas Taivis. Whatever it is, he had Cheshbainus of why he was doing this. But whatever it was Neged Ratzon Hashem, obviously. Okay, later on, Rashi brings down that Yoishapa, like I said before, was married to Achav's sister, and Yoishapa's son married Achav's daughter. So they were doubly related with each other. They were on pretty good terms. That's not the Shirai always, but yeah. You had a question?
Did Achav stop working after 3 years? Is that why he died?
I don't know. Doesn't say. It would sound like from all the other places, like Nebuchadnezzar, that's happened in Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know. Doesn't say. Yeah?
He was married to
Achav's sister, and Yoshafat's son married Achav's daughter, so they're Mechatan. So Yoshafat went down. Where did he go down from? Yerushalayim. Pashas, it means Yerushalayim, where his capital was, and Yerushalayim is higher up than Shimrain. So it means literally, geographically, he went down to Shimrain. But Alderech, he went down. He's going down to go to a Russia to be Mischaber. He's going to be hooking up and being in the same Asen plan as a Russia. He's going down to Madrega, Vayeret. Who says which one? I just said both of them. Huh? I just said both of them. There's something called generic Mefarshim. We don't always say anything. Generic, right? The Mefarshim. Don't always know exactly who. I know, girls don't like that, but that's life.
Madrega because of the relationship with Achav?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So what happens? Vayomer Melech Yisrael al Avadav. So the Melech Yisrael says to his Avadim, Hayedatem ki lanu Rametz Gilad? Do you know that we own Rametz Gilad? Do you know that Rametz Gilad really belongs to Klal Yisrael? V'nachnu machshim mikachas oisa v'yad melech Aram. And we're keeping quiet from going and getting it from Aram. Aram's there and it's ours. It belongs to us. How do we know Rami's Gila belongs to Klal Yisrael? Anyone recall their Chumash?
We can go past the
boundary. How do we know it belongs to Klal Yisrael? So one of the Ari Miklat.
Oh.
Ramais Bagila Lagadi, it says. So it says Ramais Gila is ours. That's the Radak. You look in the Radak. Ilanu Haisa Timashakasa Ves Ramais Bagila Lagadi. Other Mefarshim, generic, say that what was Gilad? When was the first time in our history we met Gilad? I don't remember. Earlier? What? Well, yeah. That can't be the first time because we met it in the Eir Miklat, which was earlier than that. But earlier than the Eir Miklat. Yaakov and Lavan got together where? Galeid. What's Galeid? That's Gilad. So Yashafat's going, Yaakov's really going back into ancient history here and saying it belongs to us. Because that's where they made their pact over there. And he says, Yaakov and Lavan. And when Yaakov, it says, Vayosim Yaakov Evan. When he put down that Evan, he was saying, I'm acquiring this place as mine. This is my kinyan. So Galeid belongs to Klal Yisrael from way back from the days of Yaakov Avinu. And Achav is saying, Aram has it, and we're just keeping quiet. It's rightfully ours. Yeah? Okay. Achav.
Why do you say that
Malach Yisrael is Achav, as the king of Israel said to his servants.
Is Yoshaphat broken?
Told him that, I guess?
Did he tell it to Yoshaphat yet? Yoshaphat's there. He's there. We're sitting next to him. He starts talking to him.
Okay.
Yeah?
Oh, he wants
for
trouble.
Why would he want it? He wants land. Why? Hashem's orchestrating this whole thing that he should have his downfall. That's the real reason. But he figures he wants land, he's going to go conquer it. What?
Was he speaking to Yahushua?
Well, it says El Avodav. Here it says El Avodav. He spoke to his, to his servants, his generals, talking about what we're going to do now. And the next pasuk you speak to Yoshaphat. So Vayomer Yoshaphat, Asei Lechiti, Lamachama. Yoshaphat's there, right? Vayered, he went there. Maybe he was there to give him Malchus, like in Pirkei Avos says. He had three times a day. He was there. Yeah.
I don't know. I find it
strange
that like it says that
Yoshaphat
went there, but it doesn't like
what should it say?
No, but Yahushua went down and he did what?
And he was there. He went to have tea with him. What? Or let's say, okay, Pirkei Avos, he came to give him Malchus. Every day he gave him Malchus. I don't know, they were friendly. He came to visit him. The Shmuz, talk over. They're having a summit. I don't know what they were doing. So, yeah.
What's
Radak? Ramas Gilad? That belongs to us. It was one of the Ari Miklat. The Pasuk says, Vers Ramas Bagila Lagadi. So that's how we know it's ours. So he tells Yeshaphat, I say, Lechiti Lamacham, Ramas Gilad, will you come with me? Vayomer Yeshaphat, O Melech Yisrael, Kamayni Chamaycha, Keami Chamecha, Kesusai Kesusecha. Whatever happens to you, will happen to me, Kami, Kamecha, we're all together. I'm willing to go with you. But Yoshaphat remembers the Tzadik Gamar, so he doesn't do anything just on his own. Vayomer Yoshaphat HaMelech Yisrael, Drashna Chayayim Es Dibar Hashem. I'm going to go to Mechama without asking a Navi what to do. We have to ask Hashem. So Vayikpetz Melech Yisrael et ha-Nevim karba me'asish. So he gathered together 400 Nevim. Vayomer aleihem, and he said to them, Ha'ilech ha-Rameis Gilad la-Melchama imechtol. Should I go to Rameis Gilad for war imechtol, or should I hold myself back? Vayomeru aleih, v'yitein Hashem b'yad ha-Melech. So they told him, go. 400 Nevi'im. Were these real Nevi'im or fake Nevi'im? Yes. So Targum, if you look at Targum, what does he say? No, before that. Nevi'ei Shikra. He translated it as false Nevi'im. They were Nevi'ei Shekra.
Like, have to give a person
rock to everything
and understand
if I'm going to
be trustworthy?
Other. Should be trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Doing tshuva. If anything.
Then why
wouldn't
you do
what I need to
just do
when I stay? Why did
Shafa
do this? We'll see.
No. Aha. Why did? Only one way that he gets all these Nevi'i Shekhar.
Did he know they were Nevi'i Shekhar? Probably. We'll see, we'll get to everything in a minute. So that's over here, the Targum says it was Nevi'i Shekhar. The Ramban in Parsha Shoftim also says it was Nevi'i Shekhar. It's in Ramban in, what is it? Parak Yeches, Pasachaf, saying about Nevi'i Shekhar, and he throws in this story in about three or four words. However, if you look in, I forgot to bring my Divrei Hayamim. Is there a Divrei Hayamim in this room anywhere? Yeah. With Rashi in it. Or the Mefarsh. You have Divrei Hayamim? Okay, thank you. And we have one, thank you. In Divrei Hayamim Bey, in Divrei Hayamim Bey's Perek Yurches, where this story is repeated with other details that are not all here, Parik Yurches Pasuk Hey. It says the same pasuk. Vayikpoitz Melech Yisrael es hanevim arba meis ish. Says Rashi. It was not really Rashi, by the way. In the Rayamim, it's not really Rashi. It's called the Mefarish. It was another Rishon in the times of Rashi, it seems, but it wasn't Rashi himself. There's, for those who are experts in Rashi, which I'm not, they say you could tell very easily that it's not really Rashi. But that's what they claim. V'chulam nevi'ei emes hayu. Rashi says over there, the Mefarish says they were all nevi'ei emes. So Rashi over there says they were all Nevi'ei Emes. Why? Ki masheh shoel mimenu Yehoshaphat ki beitz loy. Yehoshaphat wants to go with him. He's friendly with Yehoshaphat. So Yehoshaphat wants to hear the Dvar Hashem. So Achav's going to go fool him and bring Nevi'ei Shekhar? Doesn't make sense, says Rashi. Therefore, we have to say they were Nevi'ei Emes. What?
No.
What's wrong?
Because
not let him, and just make him come. It's like, sorry, I'm sad. Not really. But he did tshuva, but you have to remember, Yehoshaphat wasn't stupid. Yehoshaphat knew a little bit, as we'll see in a moment. He didn't fall for this so quickly, whether it was Nevi'ei Shekhar or Nevi'ei Emes. Right? So, if he sees that the wool is being pulled over his eyes by Achav, he's going to pull out, right? Achav doesn't want to risk that. Right, so that's what the Mefarish says. The Kulam Nevi'ei Emes, because Yehoshaphat wants to hear the Dvar Hashem. He's not interested in hearing what person dreamt up this morning. So you have to say that he brought Nevi'ei Emes. We'll see in a moment. I don't know if we'll see today, but we'll see exactly what happened over here with his Nevi'ei Emes. Thank you. So they came here, the Nevi'im, and they said. So he tells him, "Should I go, or Rameis Gilad?" So they said, Aleh, you should go. V'yitein Hashem b'yad ha-melech. So Yehoshaphat says something's funny here. Vayomer Shofat, ha'ein po'i navi la'ashem oiv. There's nobody else there. Now the Mefarish says, you see that Yehoshaphat didn't say, is there a real Navi here? He said, is there another Navi Hashem? Not, is there a Navi Hashem? Ha'in po'i navi la'ashem oiv. Is there not another Navi la'ashem? So the Mefarish says, that's another raya that Yehoshaphat, these were really Navi AMS. But Yehoshaphat just smelled something fishy, even if they were Navi AMS. And for sure, if they were in a VA shaker. What did he smell fishy here? Yeah? They all said the same thing. Rashi says, Mikublani ain beiz neviim esnabim b'loshan echad. No two neviim say the exact same thing. Ve'elukulam leshad echad amim. And everyone here said the exact same thing. That means, even two neviim that want to say the same message will never say it exactly the same. Because the way one gives a nevuah is dependent on who they are and what their personality is. So, they might be saying the same message, but to say the exact same thing is impossible. We'll get to that soon. We'll get to that later, and exactly what happens over here. But that's what he got a little nervous. So the Rav Chaim Derech Hashem talks about this barichas and is talking about nevuah, how each Navi he gets a nevuah and he says it the way he perceives it, and it may depend on what his personality is. Where was that story that they wanted a Kaisa wanted to go hear nevuah from a lady instead of a man? But hold over there. Why? Because you have more rachmanis. The same could be the same nevuah, right? But if it comes through a lady with more rachmanis, it'll come out in a different way. Some say that's shan nebracha. We say, Asher bachar b'neviim toivim, say by the Torah, v'ratza b'divrayim ha'ne'morim be'emes. You were happy with their words that were said be'emes. A Navi says it. He says what he's told to say. Hashem's happy with their words that said be'emes. The Torah says, when a Navi gets whatever he's supposed to say, he gets the idea. He gets the message. He then has to go and develop it according to who he is. So we're saying that you chose the Nevi'im, and then with the final product of how they said their Nevuah, the Ratza, you were happy with their words, ha'ne'morim be'emes. That if you Hashem agreed, so obviously they said it correctly, but it's not necessarily a given that the message comes out the exact way that Hashem may have sent it. So therefore, a Navi is with his personnel. So 400 Navim, everyone should say the exact same thing. Yehoshaphat says, I have a Kabbalah that can't happen. So therefore, I'm a little nervous over here. There's something wrong. So therefore, he wants to know, is there no other Navi Lashem? Let's ask him. I want to hear, maybe, is he going to say the exact same thing? Will he say a little different? I'm still nervous. Now we have to ask a question, and that is, who's been the Navi that's been speaking to Achav till now?
Aliyah.
Where's he? Where's Aliyah Navi? Especially 400 Navi Amos. Yehoshaphat looking for another Navi. Looking for another Navi? The greatest Navi's around. Eliyahu Tishbi's here. Where's he? And we're going to find another Navi, but it's not going to be Eliyahu.
Why not?
Because Eliyahu wasn't around. In the beginning of Malachim Beis, the Radak says that Izebel had killed out a lot of the Navim. Most of the Navim. Except Eliyahu ran away and he was in hiding. So he wasn't in Shimron at the time. Perhaps the Maisa with Navais, which was not in Shimron, it wasn't in the capital, it was in Israel, right? So over there, it could be Eliyahu was in the area, and that's why he was the Navi who gave the Nevuah. But here we're back in Shimron, we're back in the capital as we're setting out to war. In this neighborhood, Eliyahu's keeping far away because Izebel's not very happy with him being about. What? I don't know. The Radak says he went inside. The Radak has the same question. In the beginning of Lachem Beis, in the first paragraph, where Eliyahu is, and he says he was in hiding, he ran away, he wasn't near the capital, he wasn't hanging around there, he didn't want to be found by Izebel and her henchmen. Yeah? No, because there were some Nevi'im left. There were a couple Nevi'im left. In fact, Avadja was a Navi in the house of Achav and Izevel. No, he wasn't. Look at me, look at that. He wasn't? The Gemara says he was, I think. The Gemara says, because the Gemara has all the, and we'll get into it, how Yoshapa was able to eat from Achav Shechita. If Achav was able to eat the Zara, so the Gemara says maybe Avadja was the one, he left him alive. Achav Izevel left him alive. He was a cook in the house of Achav, where the Shechita or something. So he was left. There were some Nevi'im around. Most of them were gone. There were some Nevi'im around. Okay.
Was Izevel still around him?
Yeah, she's around somewhere.
Why did she get extra time to live?
She didn't do tshuva. I guess maybe once the whole thing was pushed off, she was like collateral damage. I just got slept along. I don't know. What was convenient for him?
Oh, maybe last month, but maybe I'll not send out mom's mother.
No, but there was a certain thing that's going to happen to her. It's a whole affair, right? She's going to be murdered, and the dogs are going to come and say that. It's not just. Don't wake up in the morning. The punishment that's going to be given to her, right? Same punishment that happened to Achav. It's not harder, but the Hashem has a way of running things, right? And if something's going to happen to Achav, and the same thing has to happen to Izevel, it's not the end of the world that he should wait around to do it. That was the rest of the family. That was the next step. I don't know if she was included in that. Because she was part of his punishment. They're both going to be killed. So his punishment was just pushed off 3 years. I don't know. Yeah?
Maybe to answer the question, because don't we learn somewhere that a man is great because of his wife, and she could have easily stopped him from being open to her, but instead she let him. So I guess that was her way of doing tshuva, by not stopping
him. It's possible. I don't know. It's possible. You would need Chazal to tell us that. Right. Okay. So is there another Navi here? So Bayanu Melech Yisrael Yeshafot Oidi Shechel Lidrash Es Hashem Meyosai Vanisa Neitziv. Yeah, they have one more Navi for you, but I don't like him. I hate him. Ki lo yisnabe olai toiv. He doesn't say good nevuahs about me. Kimra. Who is he? Michayu ben Yimla. Who was Michayu ben Yimla? He was, we backtrack, we mentioned that the first time he went to war with Aram, he asked the Navi, Michayu ben Yimla, should I go? He said, go and you'll be Matzliach. The second time he told him, go and you'll be Matzliach, but he also told him he has to kill Ben Hadad. When he didn't kill Ben Hadad, Michayu ben Yimla came and told him, a Nevuah, since you didn't kill Ben Hadad, you're going to be killed. Now, out of the three Nevuahs he told him, how many of them were bad? One out of three. Okay, but what does Achav say? He is no good. He always says, Ki lo yisnavi alai toiv kimra. He never says anything good about me. He only says bad things about me. So, this is really sheker, because two out of three were good. The Barbanel says, Achav was a Rasha. And the Teva of Rishoim is that if you do one bad thing to them, they forget 20,000 typhus you ever did. That's it. You're done. A tzaddik is the exact opposite. You could do 20,000 things connected to them. You do one good thing to them, so nadra, but that's what they remember you for. So you see, Achav says, he always saying bad things. What do you mean? Two times he told you you're going to go to war and you're going to be Matzliach, and you were Matzliach. And when you didn't listen, he told you a nevuah that you're going to be punished. And that could be the other nevuahs he told him too, I don't know. But that made him forget, so to speak, or ignore, conveniently not pay attention to all the other nevuahs he told him. So, Vayomer, 1 second. So, Vayomer Yoshafat, Al Yoimer HaMelech Kein. It sounds like Achav was saying that since he hates me, he won't say good about me. He won't say good about you. He's a Navi. He's a Navi, right? What?
Not him. Navi is...
Right, so what's Achav saying? I don't really think he's a Navi. I don't think he's a Navi. He's a faker. He makes up what he wants, and he comes. He says, Hashem said that this is all these bad things. It's because he really hates me. So I'm going to go ask him. He's not a real Navi. He's going to say bad anyways. And on that, Yehoshaphat says, no, Al-Yaymar HaMelech Kain. Don't say that. He's a Navi. And a Navi doesn't make up things. He gets a Nevuah from Hashem, and Hashem tells it to him, and he says it over. He doesn't change his Nevuahs. So if basically what he's telling him is if he said something bad about you, it wasn't him, it was Hashem. Right? So that's what they were going back and forth over here. Achav was not happy going to ask Michayah ben Yimla, and Yehoshaphat said, listen, he's a Navi, and a Navi says the truth. He doesn't make up things. He can't decide. You know what? Today I'm going to say a Nevuah to bad to Achav. That's not how it works. So, Vayikra Melech Yisrael Asar Zechad, yeah?
So what about people say that Achav didn't
I guess so, or you have to say that he did tshuva specifically for that avera, but for the rest of his personality, he still had issues. So, Vayikra Melech Yisrael Asar Zecha, Vayimer Marah Michayah ben Yimla. So he had no choice here. Yehoshaphat's not going unless he hears from the Navi. So he takes a saris, a servant, an officer, and he says, go and bring me Michayah ben Yimla. Umelech Yisrael by Shaphat Melech Yehuda Yoshim Mishal Kisai Melubashim Begadim Begairin Pesach Shar Shemrain Bechalani Neviim Estavim Lifneim. While the messenger is going, the pasuk describes what's going on. Melech Yisrael, Achav, Yoshaphat Melech Yehuda are sitting each one on their chair. Melubashim Begadim, they're wearing clothing, big chiddush. So either you have to say it means they're wearing big day malchus, some of Arshim say.
I'm going to say it now anyway.
Because they weren't in their palace, that's why. We'll see in a moment why. Or they're wearing big day milchama, they're really ready to go to war. They're sitting big gairen. Gairen's a silo.
A what?
A silo. Right. That's where you do the threshing of the wheat. You do all the things over there. Pesach Shar Shimrayim, at the entrance of the gate of Shar Shimrayim, and all the Nevi'im are saying their Nevuah is there. So he's sitting Pesach Shar Shimrayim. So we have to understand exactly why we're being told this right now and what we need to know for it all. So that, we'll have to wait till next time.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, come on. That was fun.